Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Former Governor Steve Beshear violated Kim Davis's religious freedom. We're going to address this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this Kim Davis case that began in 2015 with the Supreme Court 5-4 opinion is still ongoing as it relates to certain aspects of this matter. In fact, the plaintiffs that ultimately filed suit against Kim Davis and the clerk's office in 2015 are now arguing that Kim Davis should be personally liable for damages and attorney's fees, which is absolutely absurd. So we just recently filed a motion for summary judgment with a lengthy legal memo saying that this case should simply be dismissed and the court should rule in favor of Kim Davis. Now, we have a lot of different arguments, Holly, as to why that is so. But I want to focus on one particular aspect of the argument, and it's argument point one in our lengthy legal memo. And that is, to punish Kim Davis would be to violate her sincerely held religious beliefs that are protected by the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause. And in fact, Justices Thomas and Alito, in a previous trip to the U.S. Supreme Court, although we were only arguing at that time immunity, and we had not yet finished the religious freedom preparation for the case, said that this case raises significant free exercise issues. And I believe that, in fact, here's the quote from Justices Thomas joined by Justice Alito at the Supreme Court. "This petition implicates important questions about the scope of our decision in Obergefell, but does not directly or clearly present them." That's because we were focused only at that time on immunity. Now we are focused on the specific issues that are raised by this Obergefell marriage decision of 2015, and that is the free exercise of religion claim.
Well, you look at this, the former Governor Beshear, you know, he violated her religious freedom, but yet he gave exemptions to other people. For example, his Attorney General Conway, he accommodated his religious and conscientious objection to defending Kentucky's marriage law that defined marriage as the union of one man and one woman. So why would he do that, but yet deny Kim Davis for her religious accommodation?
Yeah, in fact, you can even go before all of this controversy began. The Kentucky General Assembly passed a law that said clerks that have a conscientious objection to issuing a hunting or fishing license can opt out. So they were accommodating people that did not want to issue these hunting and fishing licenses if they have a conscientious objection and they didn't want to kill animals. If that's your case, then you don't have to be the one to give a license to someone to kill animals if that bothers your conscience. Someone else can do it whose conscience is not bothered, but we're going to respect your religious belief or your conscience objection. That was already in the law.
Right.
Now, this case then comes down June 2015. The marriage case. Kentucky had already passed a marriage amendment to their constitution that said marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And when there was a lawsuit against it, the Attorney General Conway, under Steve Beshear, the governor at the time, said, "I have a religious and conscientious objection to defending this marriage law. I can't do it because it would violate my religious and conscientious objection." Now, you may disagree with that, as I disagree.
That means he's in favor of same-sex unions.
Right. You may disagree with the conclusion, but the fact is, if that's his conscientious objection and religious objection, if that is based in his conscience and religious objection, then yes, he should not be forced.
Right.
I think that objection is wrong, but that's not for me to judge. It's not for me to judge whether his objection is rooted in the Bible or not rooted in the Bible, or it's really his conscience or not, because your conscience and your religious belief should be respected, even if you disagree with it. And so he said to the governor, "I can't defend this law that marriage is the union of one man and one woman." And so what did the governor do? He praised him for exercising his conscience and religious objection, and he said, no problem, you can opt out. And then he went out and hired private counsel to defend this law so that the attorney general would not have to. So he accommodated him.
Right. But then Kim Davis comes along and says, it is against my religious beliefs, my conscience, to issue licenses, marriage licenses, to same-sex couples.
And then what did he do? He came out instead of doing the same thing and accommodating her on the opposite side of the coin. Since he didn't agree with her and he wanted to force same-sex marriage, he actually went the other way. He not only refused to accommodate Kim Davis and the other clerks, but he then ordered them, without any legal authority, that they must issue licenses to same-sex couples despite their religious or conscientious objection.
Contradiction.
And it's a complete contradiction. Then, that same year, Governor Matt Bevin took office in December of 2015, and the very first week he took office, the first thing he did was he issued an executive order accommodating all Kentucky clerks who refused to issue marriage licenses that conflict with their religious beliefs. So he did what Governor Beshear should have done.
Right.
Then several months later in 2016, the Kentucky General Assembly met during their session and they unanimously passed legislation that provided accommodation for clerks who object to issuing marriage licenses for same-sex ceremonies. So here's what you have. I'll give you the points as to why what they did to Kim Davis is wrong and why we're presenting this religious free exercise as number one in importance. One, Kentucky had a history of accommodating clerks who chose to opt out of issuing hunting and fishing license. Two, Governor Beshear accommodated the religious and conscientious objection of his attorney general who requested to opt out of defending the marriage law. Three, Governor Matt Bevin then accommodated Kim Davis and other clerks the first week he took office. And four, the Kentucky General Assembly unanimously passed a law accommodating all clerks with religious objections by permitting them to opt out of issuing such licenses. Therefore, the refusal of Governor Beshear to accommodate Kim Davis violated her First Amendment free exercise rights.
So it's interesting, Matt, because we originally had petitioned the Supreme Court for this case back in 2020, and they denied the review. But it sounds like this case is prime for the Supreme Court.
Right, because the legal issue at that time that was before the high court was not the free exercise claim. The legal issue was whether or not, as an individual, she could be held liable under what's called a sovereign immunity or qualified immunity. And the Supreme Court literally denied review on all. There was a lot of qualified immunity cases. And qualified immunity comes into being when somebody is sued for personal damages and you go after the individual as opposed
to her in the position
as
the county clerk.
As opposed to the county clerk, you go after that person as an individual. And sometimes that has been allowed in which someone clearly knew the law and clearly violated the law. The law was clear, it was understandable, but somebody clearly violated the law. Like, for example, say a prison guard clearly knows they're not supposed to just randomly beat people in prison. And yet they do. Or, you know, in some cases, an officer doesn't read the Miranda rights, and then they force them to talk when the law is pretty clear. They have a right to remain silent. So there was a number of qualified immunity cases before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court denied all of them, wide variety of cases, including the Kim Davis case. But in so doing, that's when Thomas and Alito said that this case raises important questions about the scope of our decision in Obergefell, but it does not clearly present them. This case is presented now in the lower court so that it will go to the Supreme Court and clearly present those points. So here's what you have. You've got two points, before and after. You've got one, Kentucky has a history of accommodating people's conscience objections of clerks who don't want to issue hunting and fishing licenses. The Governor Beshear accommodated his attorney general, but then refused to accommodate Kim Davis. But then Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who was elected that same year, showed that it was easy to accommodate Kim Davis by issuing the executive order, and Kentucky didn't fall to pieces. Okay. And then the legislature, Republicans and Democrats, they all came together unanimously passing a law to accommodate all clerks going forward. So obviously you can do it. They did it. Governor Beshear refused to do it, despite the history of doing it himself and the history of Kentucky protecting conscience rights. This is a very clear case. Her religious free exercise rights would be violated if she were to be held responsible or liable personally. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.